You ever notice that?
Yeah. Our DNA.
There ain't nobody walking on their knuckles in the Bible. They're walking on motherfucking water. Splitting fucking oceans. I
mean. Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Hey, Boogie Man, this is some bullshit. Listen to this. Those fucking crybaby fucking sharks are fucking crying like those fucking Saints fans. Let's see, I can fucking pass that motherfucking puck with my hand and win the game, and that's okay. And now we lost. You know what the Blues is doing to you bitches? They're taking one bitch out at a time, and the first bitch had a C on his shirt.
Yeah, those sharks are getting beat up, though.
Fucking A, they're getting beat up. They're going to lose tonight.
They do their best work when their backs are against the wall. Isn't that right, Dave?
I don't know, man. It's going to be a tough one because they're going to be missing three people. You're right, Todd. Hey, man.
I tell you what. First one I told you, man. Who do you want to go down first? I'll tell you what, listen to this, this ain't no shit. If they do win tonight, they're going to be less one more fucking guy.
Yeah, you know, I saw last game, the St. Louis was up like 5-0. What are you doing out there if you ain't taking the other team out for the next game?
I'm telling you, man. The way St. Louis is playing San Jose right now is...
They're punking them.
They're fucking hurting them.
They know exactly what the Sharks want to do, and they're not letting them do it, and they're just fucking knocking them around. And they did it in San Jose, too, which makes it even fucking worse. Man.
Isn't this not a game where they give you a fucking stick to hit someone? It's a game where the referee doesn't stop fighting. It's a game of who gives a fuck about the puck.
You know.
I know. I was disappointed that they weren't taking out the Blues because you're down 5-0 in the game. Don't mean a thing.
Don't mean shit.
Don't mean a thing.
Take
them
out.
Ring.
Send them out.
At least start fucking trying to fight people. At least he's fucking wanted to hurry up and get off the damn ice.
Put
is what
someone
it looked
in a
like.
Stretcher. I mean, what do you do? It's 5-0, Tom. What are you gonna do?
5-0. I wouldn't give a fuck about that game. I start kicking your motherfucking ass. Who gives a shit? I've already lost. How many minutes are left?
How many teeth can I take home
How
tonight?
Many minutes are left? Oh my god, I'm gonna take home a full set. I tell all my players, you know what? It's open season. Whoever sort of doesn't score a point gets more money.
Hey, I'll salute to that.
Open season. They're like shooting Cheers. Fucking ducks.
Mr. Daniels.
Yeah, I know Jack and I know one thing. The Boogeyman was out there. Shit. I don't even need a fucking stick. You got it. I leave my fucking stick in the fucking box over there and come out there with gloves on. Did you see that horse race this week where the jockey fucking fell off at the starting gate? Did you see that?
Is that a horse race or the bullshit that they do?
Dude, man, they're all lined up in the gate. Gate door opens. This fucking horse throws this motherfucker on the ground.
And then wins the race?
And ran the race.
That's the best fucking part.
Oh, shit.
Anybody watch that fucking Warrior game last night?
Hey, man.
Hey.
They're a team.
31-1 without KD.
I'll tell you what, he's going to stay.
I don't know. Let me ask you guys a question. As a fan.
Make it easy.
As a fan, watching the Warriors sweep the fucking Portland, is it more fun to watch the Warriors without Kevin Durant? I'm not saying they're better.
No, it is. It is because when... Okay, so now what the Warriors are doing is they're running a lot of their offense through Draymond Green, which gets him engaged.
Yeah.
And Draymond Green looks like
how
a
much money
different
is he gonna
player.
Want,
dude? Me and Anthony have talked about this for years about how you can't lose Draymond Green. You know what I'm saying?
You,
if
you
KD
better
walks,
not.
KD walks. But you know what? You keep those three together,
he's
and
a
you give him a
ball.
Decent bench. You know what I mean? This team can be competitive for many, many, many years.
Still the bad boys on the West.
Lurie, what is his name for the Rockets, saying like the rest of the league is like 8-40 against the Warriors and we're 5-13 or some bullshit like that. Just trying to like tell everybody else that like, you know what, his team's the only one that has any type of chance to beat him. But it's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Beat him.
It took you out 4 of the last 5.
You ain't got to beat him as long as you have Paul there.
But yeah, that team, that organization, they're doing things the right way. So,
and giving that motherfucker $30 million a year.
He gets 40, dude.
Or $40
million. Who?
Fuck, Paul.
Paul. Oh,
fuck.
Can you imagine, I mean, that? A $40 cry fucking baby. Million? Dollars?
He's such a cry.
Oh, man, I
Harden's
can't
worth
stand
it.
Harden, yeah. Harden, I'd give him 40.
I'd give him
40. Oh,
I'd
fuck,
give him whatever
yeah.
he wanted.
But Paul?
But fucking Paul, man. Oh, my God. Don't get me wrong. Make, he's a good basketball player, but
he
fuck,
he good.
You better make more State Farm commercials.
Yeah. He was better in his 20s.
Just cries all the time, man, and it disrupts the fluidity of the
You know who
game.
Fucked him? He was supposed to go to the Lakers, and that was that commissioner before this guy stopped it.
That's right, and then he went to the Clippers.
Oh, yeah, and then he went to the Clippers.
And went to the Clippers, man.
And then their owner was a racist.
Oh, man.
He got
was
rid of
he?
His ass.
Not only a racist, a cheap motherfucker. The Clippers were the laughing stock for years.
But they had Paul and those other guys.
No, the Clippers were fucking
terrible. They were
terrible,
dude.
They were in the playoffs. But they were good before the Warriors got good.
No.
Yeah, they were. Before the Warriors, they were.
Like a year or two ahead of the Warriors.
They were.
They took the Warriors out in the playoffs 1 year.
Yeah. With Paul and who's the other guy that dunked all the time?
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin, yeah.
Where's he today? Where's he at these days?
Detroit. He stuck his ass up in the glove.
Yeah, the only thing you're going to get is a ring around the tub.
So Paul's a crybaby. Who else in sports is one of the biggest crybabies?
Oh, shit.
LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron
cries like a little bitch. Draymond, I gotta say, he cries like a little bitch, but he hasn't been lately.
But he backs his shit.
Yeah,
up.
Draymond's a he's the fucking enforcer.
But he does sometimes. Like it's like, dude, just stop yelling at the fucking referee. Stop talking to him and just fucking get back and play the game. Because you see when
did you realize the last few games ever since KD went out or whatever he stopped
and he hasn't been bitching and moaning. He's just been playing basketball and looking out. He made that three last night.
When he made those.
When he made that three, he doesn't look like he's going to – he looks like every time he's going to shoot, it's going to just hit the front of the rim and bounce back.
It's a bullet, too.
So do you want to lose a player like that because KD came back? You lose what he does? Remember when they had their little problem? It was against the Clippers.
Yeah, where they had a –
yeah, and you know what Draymond likes to do is run the ball up and tire them out or maybe get a cheap two.
Dude,
and,
when,
and
he
Kevin Durant,
down that, when he comes but, down into the paint, you'd have to be a fucking crazy person to stand in front of him.
But Kevin Durant wanted to walk it up and shoot it up, and that was their whole dispute is because Draymond wanted to run it down because that's his strategy.
Yeah,
you
that's
gotta,
his strength.
That's his strategy. Yeah. I'm going to tire you big guys out because whoever's your number
five. But
you
tire your team out, too.
Not a,
your team, if you don't make it.
Right. He doesn't always shoot it, though, but he tires them out. That's part of his that's what he fucks with people.
What he's trying to do is he's trying to draw everybody in so he can kick it back out to a shooter. And that's what another what
Draymond's
problem was is why weren't you, KD, following for a trailer for me to drive it in and then look back to you for the fucking open
right.
three?
It's a good strategy.
It is. And KD fucking
been working against Portland.
I don't know.
KD, because if you got a big guy out there, Draymond's on that big guy. And you think that 7-footer can run with Draymond?
I really
probably
know.
Not.
I really want to see the Bucks because I want to see Draymond.
Oh, you're
going to
see the
Bucks.
Giannis will fuck Draymond up.
I know, but I'm just saying. I think Draymond, if there's anybody in the league that can step up to that challenge,
do you think Toronto's going to win tonight?
10 times out of 10.
Do you think Toronto's going to win tonight?
No. We're going to be watching the Sharks anyway.
I think Milwaukee's going to beat them in 5.
I think Milwaukee's a better team, but
Milwaukee is.
But Toronto's no slouch. But the Warriors.
But they depend too much on Leonard.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
He is the team. I'd paint his fucking.
You know what's
face
weird about the Warriors is like, okay, imagine you have a superstar, say like Leonard or Harden on those teams. And like we have Kevin Durant. And when most teams lose your fucking star, usually like the sentiment with the fan base and everybody, it's kind of like a little lower. But the Warriors have lifted. Fucking Curry's coming out, scoring 30. Draymond, Klay Thompson looks like a real all-star now.
Yeah.
Remember, we were bagging on him when he was playing against Houston? Like, dude, this guy's a... He was garbage. And we lose Kevin Garnett, and all of a sudden, we get more motivated. Like, there's an uplifting from the fucking fans. No other team would be like that. No other team.
Hey, the only thing I can say, if they don't... If they lose without him... No one's going to talk about how Thompson got lifted. No one's going to talk about how Draymond Green got lifted.
All you know what I'd be saying?
You know why he got lifted? Because you got fucked out of that ring. And if you ain't got a ring, hey, let me tell you what. Does anybody?
Birds will sing.
Oh, shit, man. Nobody talks about the guy that didn't get the ring. Oh, that was a good game. Yeah, good game for who?
Except if you're Buffalo and you lost four in a row, we'll talk about that.
That'd be the only way, man. How many did you lose? I mean, shit. You know?
Four in a row.
Four in a row. That is tough. Because of a fucking kicker. The kicker.
They should have set the punter out.
Fuck yeah, he does the same job. You know, what the fuck? You know?
They should do an Ace Ventura remake and have Norwood be the punter that misses instead of Ray Finkel.
That'd be too funny.
Who?
Because Norwood, he's the kicker for the Bills.
Oh.
Scott Norwood or something like that. Wide right.
Yeah. Oh, the Ray Finkel one.
The chip shot.
So remember that movie, Ace Ventura, with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
And they had Dan Marino.
And Ray Finkel.
And Ray Finkel. Was Ray Finkel a real guy?
I don't know.
Did they miss?
Laces out. Laces out.
I just remember the kicker for the Dolphins.
Ray Finkel.
No. Was it for the Dolphins?
Yeah, did he blow it in the fucking Super Bowl or something?
It was a playoff game, I think it was. Where he kicked it, caught it, and then tried to throw it.
Didn't work?
You know.
he tried to beat Dan Marino?
Yeah, it didn't work. You know.
I don't know if that was
in the Super Bowl. I don't know. I just remember that.
We'll have to check that at the next time out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't fact check, so fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck.
Unless the commission's here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's the one that's the fucking book brain. Commish, what the fuck? What's rule number 3743 on the right?
Subsection A.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Let me pull it up right now.
Yeah, is that kissing ass?
I mean, it wouldn't be hard to find. It's just, hey, Google, is Ray Finkel a real kicker?
Yeah. We'll probably bring up you know what? Ray
I know
Finkel.
That's not him.
Nah, it can't be. I don't think it's a real
the
name.
The guy was like a...
It's probably a different name.
It was
I don't
a foreigner
think was a
type
Bowl.
Dude, yeah. You know, who was kicking for the...
He was a soccer Miami. Player or something like that.
I think he might have been, you know.
But I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a new pair of shorts.
I'm telling you. Oh, that's an aisle number four.
That's an aisle number four.
What's the password?
Wingling clam chowder.
Is it the red or the white?
Never remember that. Is it the white?
Enter.
Yeah.
That's what.
Dude, that was our password when we were playing poker. And people would knock on the door and be like, what's the password? They'd have to say, New England clam chowder.
That's a good one, because there's two of them.
And then we'd say the red or the white.
But isn't New England the white one?
No.
Well, no.
Yeah, New England's the white one. New York is the red one.
The red.
I thought it was it Manhattan? What is it?
Manhattan. It's Manhattan.
It's Manhattan.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I've never had that. I've only had white clam chowder.
Oh, dude, it's just a tomato base.
Yeah, it's fucking...
You know, clam chowder's fucking good.
That's one of my favorite soups.
With a little cracked pepper in there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, with the crackers
and the crackers, the little tiny ones.
Yep. Oyster crackers.
Hey, oyster crackers, yeah, that's
oyster
right.
Oyster crackers.
Oh.
The best clam chowder, one of the best clam chowders I ever had, one was in Boston and the other was in New York. And it's the train station in New York. Everybody, wherever you're going, the train station is the hub. And it takes you from here to there. In fact, I thought I'd have gone up to Boston. And underneath the train station, there's a cafeteria, an oyster bar, and this and that. And their they had clam chowder there, and it only opened at like 3 in the afternoon.
What?
My daughter took me there. It's an interesting fucking...
What are they doing after 3?
Fuck if I know. I know one thing. They ain't serving clam chowder.
No soup for you.
No soup for you.
You know, but it was one of the best. You know, the oyster bar was still open.
You eat oysters, dude?
Fuck no.
What? Oysters are delicious.
Hey, man, that thing looks like somebody snot in a shell.
Yeah, just put a little lime in it.
Yeah, really some hot sauce on that motherfucker.
It's good to go. People eat it raw, too.
I don't like it raw. I'd rather
I don't really like it raw either.
Yeah. It's so...
But I do it, but I don't really prefer it.
I did it one time.
Swallow it down and not.
They say it's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, my dick did get hard. I wasn't thinking about fucking after I ate that oyster.
You know, it's an old wives' tale, right?
Fuck yeah! I mean, if that thing had tits on it, then it'd be different. Oh, time out. Oh, now how can I ever repeat that? Oh, that'll rattle the troops out there. I was in Kansas City, though, dude, with my daughter.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
And these people were catering to her ass, Austin Press.
That's right. They fucking better.
Oh, man. You want to put this on?
We're on.
This. Okay. These people were catering our ass, man. It was, hey, whose name ain't on that card? Hallmark.
Oh, yeah.
And
back.
This... On the back. For sure. Hallmark was the one.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. Yeah. How many sales you get in the day?
Sorry.
Okay. And this guy ain't even fucking drinking.
I know, right?
But anyway, Hallmark.
But I am.
Hallmark was the one that promoted, you know, for her to come back there. It was just Grand Arts was the whatever. So, anyway... I forgot what the fucking I was going to say now. Shit.
We were talking about Hallmark and how it's not
Kansas
gonna say
City.
It.
Some people Kansas were kissing City. Her ass.
Oh, yeah. And the oysters.
And the oysters.
Shit. So anyway, they have these gambling casinos back there, and they took us there.
Legal or?
Oh, yeah. They're all legal, man. You know, and we went to this one. This guy saying, oh, these oysters are from fucking Louisiana and this and that. And I'm looking at that shit, and everyone's... I'm looking at Kim, man. Fuck, man. So the tray rolls around my side. So I took that thing and swallowed it so fast, I don't know what it tastes like. But that's the last and only, man.
What about them steam, though?
I like them on the, I like them like put on like the barbecue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they cook to where they just open up and then you just put some lemon and hot sauce on it.
It's money, dude.
Yeah. Those are good because it gets some of the slime off. When you eat it raw, there's that slime.
Fuck, it's snot.
I mean, you like clam chowder, so you like it's essentially the same thing. It's just chopped up in a soup.
Yeah, and cooked.
And cooked, yeah.
With other shit.
Yeah. Anne will grill up some oysters one time and serve it up. And it might change
we'll
your,
do that.
Might change your perspective.
He's probably
on it
had it.
No, I haven't.
You
had,
no? You cook the oyster and then eat it.
I've ate them deep fried.
Okay, well, this one, you throw them on the barbecue, and then they open. When you throw them
I know, when they open, that's what you're supposed to eat.
And then you throw the lime on it, you put a little tapatio on it, and then you suck that bitch out.
Like a golf ball through a hose, Tom.
Yeah. Nah, I'll stick to the Jack Daniels.
It's pretty good, though.
You ever do any gambling out there in Kansas City?
Oh, I was going to ask you, have you ever been to the Ozarks? In Missouri?
Yeah, dude.
Don't they have, like, riverboat gambling?
Yeah.
Things? Listen to this. In Kansas City, you can...
Those Arapahoes?
Right next to that tribe. No shit. Oh, fuck. Their teepee didn't have a fucking door. Dude, the gambling, you could gamble on the water, so you got to... I think it's the Mississippi that runs through Missouri and Kansas City. Yeah. That's
just
their
like
loophole.
Reclaim Indian Reservation.
Hey, yeah. Which is that's crap. No shit, man. So you got to gamble on the water. So you know what these guys, I mean, they were about six big, you know, like, oh, fuck, nice places like MGM and shit like that. They built their places. Here's the fucking water over here. They just fucking bought all the land, brought in these cats, dug a fucking channel, brought the water to the hotel.
These cats to dig?
You know, those like earth movers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like actual cats.
I'm talking about caterpillars.
Yeah.
Yeah, caterpillars. And they dug out and brought the water to the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're on the water.
Oh, so.
Yeah, they called it flooding them out.
No way.
Yeah, they would flood it out. They would flood the,
so we're
the
on,
shit out. Yeah.
We're on the water now, so we get the water.
So
rules.
Now
yeah.
they had so gambling.
Now we gamble. You know, California's bullshit, too. Oh, yeah. This is Indian reservation, so we can gamble over here.
It was all Indian reservation. Shit. All we did was took it from them.
You know?
And you're the fucking government. You know damn well you could start your own fucking casino if you wanted to.
You know, why is gambling illegal? But when everyone does it online or go to Nevada anyway, what the fuck? Why does it...
Tax it. Make some money off of it.
Make some fucking money off it.
Who gives a fuck? You're gonna win it. You don't...
People are going to do it. You might as well try to figure out
shit,
some sort of like money off.
Especially if
it.
You have any reservations set up
my
everywhere.
God, man. I'd have... Yeah. We should start ours. The Arapahoes.
The Arapahoes.
What tribe are you from? We're from the Arapaho tribe. You know, come on in and play.
Time out.
Well,
must be Florida.
It's that time. When you hear that circus music, you know something good's coming down the pipe. You guys ready for this?
Let's rock.
A couple little cool ones. Florida man wearing a mop on his head terrifies neighbors with demanding for eggs.
Sick Easter bunny.
Oh, fuck. It
Did
was...
he just have long hair? Was it a real mop?
It was a mop. Mop wearing Florida man looking for eggs terrifies entire Florida neighborhood.
I just wonder if he wanted a dozen. How many eggs you want?
Maybe a baker's dozen?
Yeah.
Hey, how many is a baker's dozen, Tom?
Is that like $6?
13.
13.
Ooh, and it was pretty close to $6.
Lucky 13.
Lucky number 13. How about this? Florida man in a tutu breaks into farmer's market to consume fruits and soda.
Sounds like he's from San Francisco.
I know, wearing a tutu. I'm surprised he didn't get fucking hung up down there.
Hey, I think he broke into Ace Ventura's wardrobe closet because he looks exactly like him from the movie with his tutu on.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. All right, last one. How about this? Florida man threatens to conquer the planet Earth with his army of turtles.
At least it's going to be a slow attack. That'll probably happen, you know, 2020.
Unless he went with the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, you that's know what? True.
The first thing I thought of was they already have the Ninja Turtles, but they were trying to protect.
I never knew what they were doing.
Dude, I was a big fan of Ninja Turtles.
Me too.
Yeah.
Michelangelo was my favorite.
I was too, man. I took care of my kids for a few hours.
Raph was always a badass.
Raph was a badass.
Afghanistan.
And if you like Leonardo, you're a dick.
I thought Leonardo was cool. He was a leader.
Yeah, he's too by the book. That's why I liked Raph, because he was, you know, he played by his own
the
rules.
The bad boy turtle.
The bad boy.
He'd go rogue.
He's a bad boy. No milk and cookies going to save you. Oh, shit. Thought something was on fire.
Crash the table.
I'm like, what is that smell?
He's just not you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I don't want to fuck up my pretty sweater.
I mean, shit.
But yeah, shout out Florida. Always keeping it real. Doing things that you don't see every day, which is always nice. So thanks for the entertainment. We appreciate it. And keep rocking.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Keep those roadways clean.
Is that where they... Convicted Bundy?
Yeah. That was where he was sent to death.
I watched that fucking movie,
you
dude.
You did, finally?
I did,
Did you watch the Bundy tapes?
No, no, no. I didn't watch the tapes. I just watched the Zac Efron one.
I told you to watch
one.
The tapes first.
But I know
it's okay,
you did.
But it's okay,
I know
but the
you
movie's
did.
Pretty good,
it
too.
It was with a group of people, and we were going to watch the tapes.
Yeah. The tapes are an hour long, and there was like four of them. But yeah.
This guy killed everyone, man. Yeah. And then he was his own fucking lawyer.
Yeah.
That was the whole show. He was his own fucking lawyer, because he went to law school before he started murdering people.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing to do. I mean,
he put on his own circus act.
Yeah, I mean, and hey, Zac Efron, he killed it. Because if you watch the Bundy tapes, I mean, it just gives you a better appreciation for how that kid acted.
It's
that
weird
movie.
That's real. Like,
I know, because in the movie, you're kind of you don't expect it, right?
Right.
Because you're getting to know this dude, and that's what the lore was him with all the women, was he didn't seem like this type of dude that would do this type of shit. Even the women that were in the courtroom were like, I don't think he's done this, you know what I mean, blah, blah, blah. He seems too charming.
He made you believe he didn't think he did it.
And then he'd beat you with a fucking wooden log or what, just, he was a fucking, whew. I mean, he didn't eat you like Dahmer, but I mean, he was a scary dude, because they only know of about 30 of his murders. They're still missing women all over the place that they haven't found yet. And he's dead, so I mean,
what if that happened today? Like, what if OJ was his own lawyer?
Well, now you got
on TV.
He wasn't smart enough.
Well, no, but this guy was.
He must have been. He was pretty smart.
Or he was just putting on a show because he was so fucking guilty. He said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna fuck with everyone."
I don't know. He was a pretty smart guy.
Hey, the glove doesn't fit. You must have quit.
Acquitted.
Yeah, it's too bad.
You got to remember, in court, it's not about whether proving the person is innocent or guilty. It's whether the prosecution can prove whether the person is innocent.
And you
got to
have evidence.
And when you have a jury of your peers, you got to remember, it only takes one fucking person to say, nah, that holds that whole thing into a fucking stalemate. All you got to do is convince one fucking person.
Yeah, it's easy to do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they hand you money.
Exactly. Well, that's why they sequester them, right? They keep, you know.
Hey, honest to God, I don't know if I could be on a big-time jury like that. Someone waved money in front of my face.
Imagine not having
being able
to talk about it.
Oh, fuck, man.
Yeah, I know, right?
And you know deep down, they're going to let the person maybe get, he's got a 50-50 chance of getting off. And I got a 50-50 chance to get rich.
There's DNA evidence all over the place, and they come in and you're like, not guilty.
Am I the only one who thinks this way?
Hell no.
Nah.
The judge is probably thinking that way.
And they changed a whole bunch of jurors in the OJ case.
Oh, fuck yeah. Shit. The original jury wasn't there.
In OJ, they had all 12 jurors fucking plead innocent, not guilty. Wow, that's impressive if you really think about it. I remember watching that show, and they were saying that, like, as the DA was building this case, there was no better case with no better, more evidence than ever. Like, it was a slam dunk.
If you watch those tapes and you look at OJ's lawyer, the Kardashian, right?
The
Kardashian father. The look of disbelief on his face when they said not guilty was should have indicated to everybody, like, holy fuck. And then, I mean, to what was it, like, less than a year or something later, he writes a book, If I Had Done It.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? In detailing
TV.
Shit. Yeah, like, come on, man. You're just rubbing it in everybody's face.
Well, we played the recording when he pretty much said he did it.
Yeah, I mean,
it was his confession.
Double jeopardy, though. Can't charge him for the same murder.
Nope.
Or the same crime.
I mean, he was guilty in civil court.
But that don't count.
But it shows that he wasn't innocent.
He's involved. Was you there? Maybe. He looks just like you. Oh, fuck, man. Hey, let me ask you. Who helped him? Who do you think helped him? He didn't do it by himself.
That's true.
Who do you think
Cato.
Helped him?
His probably buddy Cato.
Probably his teammates in Buffalo said, hey, I'll do this for you if you can get me traded over to the Rams or wherever you're at.
Yeah, I think it was that guy that he played ball with.
It's
So he comes over. Was it Alan?
I don't remember the guy's name.
The guy
name.
That fucked his old lady too?
No, I don't know if he did that. That'd be stretching it.
That was the running back. What's the running back's name from the Jets and Alan?
I don't remember,
and
dude.
David, goddammit. Anyways.
From the Jets, I don't really pay attention.
But,
to
so if he but shows I up, think that
so he's your buddy,
him.
Right? He's your buddy, and he shows up to your house, says, hey, I'm going to need...
Marcus Allen?
Marcus Allen.
No.
No, not Marcus
That's
Allen.
The one who fucked his old lady, though.
Well, maybe
well, yeah,
he was
I mean,
fucking
probably
his
everybody
old lady.
Was fucking yeah. everybody back then.
But anyways...
But it wasn't Marcus Allen.
So some other guy from Barfalo was helping him out. This guy yeah. shows up to your house, says, hey, I'm going to need... couple $1,000 and some clothes. Can you help me?
Shit, help me a couple thousand. I want you to help me hold this bitch down so I can slit her throat. That's what I need help with.
Damn, man, that was brutal.
So you think he went in there with two people?
Yeah,
I
really
don't know.
Do.
There was no evidence yeah, for one that. To take they had evidence for everything. Maybe, though. But he might have had help getting out of there. And well, what's his name? His buddy who drove that Bronco was helping him.
That wasn't Cato.
No, it wasn't Cato.
That was
Cato's,
that other guy.
Yes.
Yeah,
that was well, about Cato from the Green Hornet.
No, the housekeeper of OJ.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't.
You know. No. But nobody. Was, but. Hey, it's all word of mouth.
Hey, how many people do you know that they showed up at your house and they said, hey, Tom, give me a few $1,000 and some clothes. Will you help them out?
Would I help them out?
I'd be like,
it all depends who the person was and if I had the money.
Right.
You know, usually if they come up and they say, can you help them out in some clothes, it usually means you ain't going to see your 2000 no more neither.
But maybe you knew this person for a while and you were willing to give him a couple thousand.
Fuck yeah, if you're that much, I mean, I hope you, if you shot someone, I hope it's somebody that I don't like neither.
So what if it was the reverse, and you were the guy who needed a few $1,000 and some clothes? Whose house would you show up to?
Oh, man, your house.
No problem, Tom.
Your house.
Did you run over a few kids today?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I drive by there. They always put flowers and shit there. I drive by there and throw a few Bibles out. Read this good book. Maybe you get to go to heaven.
You just got to pray to this wall.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Watch out for Lucifer.
Really? He's in that book, too.
He'll get you.
You know what's funny? Because the Bible talks about him, you know?
He's the Bundy of the Bible.
Hey, man. You know, so he must be true, too. Yep. So whose side do you want to be on out there?
Good old Beelzebub.
I mean, what the fuck?
Who's serving cold beer?
Hey, I'm telling you, who's got the bucks? Who's got the women, the new car?
And Jimi Hendrix.
And Jimi Hendrix? Oh, my God. Let's see. Gambling, you know. Oh.
Or a bunch of Christians.
Or someone who goes to church on Sunday. What are you talking about today? Oh, Jesus Christ? Oh, my God.
I think I want to hang out with you.
Yeah, really, man. Yeah, open up that book.
What kind of heaven is that?
You think if I died and showed up at the pearly gates, I would be like, wait a minute, hold on. This is a mistake.
I think keep doing this broadcast, and all three of us are going to be making a mistake.
Look at that on that beer.
I'm telling you, man, that's the boogeyman.
Man,
it's
got
a boogeyman.
Like I always say, though, Tom, I'll follow you through the mists of Avalon. So wherever we meet up in the afterlife, I'll be looking for you.
Oh, man.
Tom, where are the drugs?
Boogeyman. Boogeyman.
Where's some mother's cookies?
Where's that sugar?
Yeah. Oh, man. That sugar put kids through school. Fuck, took them to Disneyland. Bought drugs for the family.
Sold drugs for the family.
Yeah, that was another good one. Man, I mean, that's why, you know, that whoever made the earth or whatever, they put the drugs on here to be, you know, to be put in use.
Right. Would they just automatically work?
Hey, everything's got a purpose. Can you imagine the first people walking around smoking just a bunch of different plants?
Like, yeah.
The first person to
smoke it?
Or how about eat a fucking animal?
Yeah.
Yeah, with no fire.
You just saw some fucking lion do it? So you're like, hey, you know what?
Let's go try to be a lion.
I think lion tastes good.
Lion tastes good.
Was that
now
before
we
were standing up or walking on our knuckles?
Dragging them.
No.
You know. Dude, oh. Did we come from an ape?
Come on. I mean, I know it sounds like a stretch.
Do you have monkey in you? Who's your ancestor? King Kong?
Hey, we do share a lot of the same DNA. Hey,
it's like 99.9% the DNA is fucking matched. I don't know. The theory seems plausible to me.
You ever see the movie 2000?
It's not just an ape. There's a common ancestor, but nobody knows what that common ancestor is. Some people say aliens. Some people say God. Some people say that it's bullshit.
The alien fucked the monkey, and God put it on.
I firmly believe that there was some sort of...
Did we walk on our knuckles, Dave?
No, there's some sort of... We did it! We're some sort of hybrids. We're some sort of hybrids.
Between an alien and a...
I mean, it makes more sense to me than the fucking Bible, to be honest with you.
You know, there's one thing. They don't put that in the Bible.
You
ever notice that?
Yeah. Our DNA,
there ain't nobody walking on their knuckles in the Bible. They're walking on motherfucking water. Splitting fucking oceans.
I mean, we know everything.
Turning water to Budweiser.
We know a lot of shit on this planet down to like a molecular level, but we can't figure out where this certain part of our DNA fucking came from. They call it junk DNA. It had to fucking come from somewhere. You know what I mean? There's also a gene called FOXP2 that humans have that no other animal has, which is what gives us communication and verbiage. Where the fuck did that come from?
Noah's Ark?
Same. We can't find it, so that must mean that it's, maybe it's the secrets buried with that, the Ark.
Well, how come all the other animals, they know what they're talking about, though?
Because we can observe everything that they're, pretty much fucking...
But they know, when they, they're in their little... They know what that's going on. Dolphins use fucking sonar.
Imagine
that?
Every animal has its intelligence.
They say the octopus uses more percentage of their brain than
they may not be able
species.
To.
They might come out of the fucking water and take over one day.
Yeah.
The
Kraken, man.
I'm telling you, the Kraken. They have good. Was it rum?
Something.
There's a tribe that actually with dolphins. Dolphins will herd fish in and they'll trap it with their nets, and then the people will throw some of the fish back to the dolphins. They do it every year.
I was shocked that fucking jaguar took out that fucking alligator.
Yeah. You gotta remember, alligators had no natural predators, so they're just walking around the fucking earth like for a fucking jaguar to go after the fucking... You know what, though? If it's gonna be fucking sitting there lazy and you got these strong-ass fucking jaws of steel...
Once they lock on you,
and
you're...
And these fucking five-inch-long claws that you can just dig into a... You know what I mean?
Hey. But that cat...
Yeah.
Panthers are fucking...
Oh, they're probably,
fuck you up, too.
In their own way,
Mountain lions.
Cats are, when they fight, they fight.
And the thing about them, too, is they are all stealth, so you won't even see them coming.
You ever heard about that steel panther?
Steel panther.
I knew she had a car. She said her name was Debbie. She was a friend of Jenny Craig's. She had boobs like watermelons and breasts like rotten eggs. I know you're hungry. I can see it in your eyes. 'Cause you're looking at me like I'm a side of fries. I wanna take your chubby ass back to my place. Let's squirt my baby crazy.
Boogeyman, you listening to this, man? This is all about the Boogeyman tonight. I mean, shit, Boogeyman. We've talked about a lot of crazy shit, and it's almost getting dark. I want a chunk of that body if you only let me.